hear quite often the question, how God, who doesn't change, how he can change his mind? And when we pray for others, how do we know if something will help change or not? Well, the answer for that is not very simple, and I won't be trying to give you the whole answer, but today God will give us a little insight about that. You see, Jesus is coming and intends to just pass through Jericho, but he sees Zacchaeus there and he changes his mind completely. He stays at his home. We may have idea that God, who knows everything, that he knows the future, but he doesn't have everything fixed in his mind, that everything has come as he wants it to be. Because then why we have the free will? How we can interfere with God? Well, God knows the future, but it can be changed. It's up to us. He is the one who is now, as he said to Moses, I am who I am, means he is now. And we who are now are important for him. So he doesn't have made mind on everything that has happened tomorrow. The world just happening and he's there. And he does what he can to guide us. And so we can pray for others, we can pray for the world, for our nation, asking for God's blessing, for protection. And we see how miracles happen, because God answers our prayers. Now, Zacchaeus. The story seems a little bit comical for us today. Very rich man, he climbed the tree, he wants to see Jesus. It may not sound like a big deal. I think for him it was a huge deal to do it, because he was risking a lot. Just think about things that you don't do because you are afraid of what people will say. What if I fail? If I won't succeed? What if I'm not enough good for that? We don't do so many things because of many fears. And he, as a very well-known person, chief tax collector, he is very important, big boss in the town. He does something very silly. He climbs the tree. So what he could risk? What is that is on stake for him? Well, he already received complaints from the crowds that Jesus will eat with him. But this is not so bad. I think that the worst scenario will be for him, that he could maybe afraid of that. When Jesus saw him down the tree, and he would say, oh yes, Zacchaeus, yes, you are tax collector, you cheat on people, you need to change, you know, man, go and change your life. This would be, I think, disaster for him to hear from Jesus, to be so humiliated in front of everyone who follows Jesus. Jesus doesn't do it. He stays at his house. He offers him his presence, which is amazing honor. Because when people were dining in the Jesus' time, it was signed that they are on that same level. That Jesus comes to the level of the sinner and doesn't bother him that he is a sinner for him. He is with the sinner, which bothered crowds. How often we don't do what Jesus do? How often we try to convert others? Try to multi-time say, like, you do something wrong, you need to change, this is bad, you cannot do it anymore. Not giving what people really need, our love, our presence. People most often know why they do something wrong. What they need from us is what Jesus gives them. To love others where they are. Give them the space, give them the freedom to mature, to make their own choices, and just be there. The good and the sinners, and don't let somebody's sin isolate us from us, because this is what sin brings to life. It brings us to isolation, and we easily fall in the trap and become isolated from others because other people do something that we don't accept, maybe immoral, inappropriate, not correct. This is what not Jesus does. He eats with sinner, he is there with him, and he let him make his own choice. He's with them before he really say anything. The sycamore tree. This is just the image for us to see the situations in our lives when, I'm sure everyone had this before, you had something challenging, something difficult, that you were risking a lot, and see how much fear you had there. Many times I didn't do something just because of fear, what others will say, how this will go, I can fail. Few times I climbed the sycamore tree, and I can see, I'm sure you can see too, that the results very often are much better than what we were expecting. Like for Zacchaeus, he just wanted to see Jesus, and he ends up having Jesus for night as a guest in his house. One of the stories that came to me when I was praying about this gospel, now it doesn't seem nothing big, because it happened many years ago, but then it was a big deal. Like I think for Zacchaeus, it was a big deal what he was doing. So when I was in high school, in my class, we had 33 guys in our specialization, and we were kind of rough on each other and on everyone else around. And there was kind of growing problem with bullying. You know, big guys in high school, there are some who are not very big, not so courageous, not so well-spoken, don't have the best clothes, the best shoes, and it's easy to pick on others. It was bothering me. I didn't know really what to do, you know, how to, what I can do. I am from the village, I don't have the best clothes, the best shoes, I don't have the best, you know, rooms to talk with others. And I had this amazing idea, which I thought would be working well, and it worked. I shared with one of the guys when we talk about the future, plans for the future, that I plan to go and join the seminary. I was hoping that if they will know that I want to become priest, they will look on me with more merciful eye, and I will say, like, don't do this, but they won't beat me up, and I say, you know, they will have more mercy towards me. And this really worked, because they had more distance towards me and like keep their eyes on me. It's like, okay, you'll be priest, so you can say that. What was the side effect, which I didn't plan to happen, was that they spread the word very well with other classes, and then after a few days, whole school knew that I planned to go to the seminary, which, as a result, I met some nice friends there. But why was I afraid? You know, that they will beat me up when I'm doing something, and they will really be even more against me. It wasn't so bad. And as a result, after a few months, we really didn't have any more problem with bullying, because we just get somehow working well, and I wasn't beat up, which was good too. It worked. For me, now it's something, yeah, you can laugh about that, but it was something big, you know, to share with those big guys that I want to become priests and risk, you know, that they were laughing at me, and it wasn't so bad as I thought. I'm sure you had some situation in your life too that you did something and it wasn't as bad as you were worrying that it may be. But now, we live now, this is the present. We look on the past to see, you know, that God is there, He does great things in our lives. What is in your life now that sycamore tree that you are afraid of doing something? Maybe for your family, for your children, for yourself. What are the things that you may be called to do by God? Maybe something for this parish. You would like to be involved in something, in one of the ministries, or start something new. But you have the fear, you know, what others will say. I am not enough good for that. I don't have a degree in theology. I don't know how to talk and other things. God wants us to face our challenges and don't let the fear stop us from doing what He wants us to do, like what Zacchaeus does. He climbed the tree against everything. It was really a big thing for him to do it. So let us pray this week that we may see our sycamore tree. What God wants you to do. What is in your heart, the desires you put aside because they were maybe too brave, too crazy, too courageous. They don't match the frame of what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to behave, to be liked by everyone else. Like asking for that grace to climb our sycamore tree, to have this grace to do one more step for Him. And yes, we may fail. Yes, it happens too. It's not always 100% success. But we are called for greatness, to do things that God put in our hearts. Maybe something really simple in your family, to maybe say sorry to somebody, reach somebody out with love and forgiveness. Let's pray for that. God wants us to do something with it, to take this gospel and help us transform our lives. You see, there's so much going to the gospels. People are doing something for Jesus. He's doing something for, there's a lot of going there. And he also wants to involve even more in our lives, so he can prove that he is your God, that he's there with you, that he wants you to go deeper into your faith, into relationship with him.